What time is it? It's spring trend time. This is one of fashion's biggest and best seasons. And I know you want to look amazing and feel current this spring. So I'm going to break it all down for you and share 10 trends real women can actually wear. Let's get started. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Everyday Style School, the podcast that gives real life style advice to real life women. If you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Jennifer Mackie Mary. I'm a wardrobe stylist who's been dressing everyday women for over 20 years, and I'm the founder of Everyday Style, where we're on a mission to inspire women to love the way they look and give you the tools to make getting dressed easy. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I am so thankful to have you on this audio style journey with me. Well, here we are again, my friends. A new season is underway. 3 months have passed. I'm always shocked at how quickly it goes. And like I said in the opening, this is one of fashion's biggest seasons. Along with fall, spring is when we experience a noteworthy change in styles and colors, and of course, coverage, right? When we head from summer to fall, we're covering up. When we head from winter to spring, we're uncovering. So yes, it is time to show a little more skin. I don't know if I'm ready for that quite yet. I've got my winter glow. It's just like a blinding pasty white. It's lovely, but ready or not, a new season and the new styles are upon us. So today I'm going to share 10 runway trends that you, yes, you can work into your real life wardrobe to keep you looking current without feeling like you're trying too hard or you raided your teenage daughter's closet. Spring is a bit of a styling challenge because it comes so differently to everyone. Some of you have been in short sleeves and sandals for weeks already, while others are trying to make their winter coats look springy. Just like fall, people tend to buy for ideal spring, which is like 65 degrees and sunny, and then they struggle to dress for actual spring, which is rainy and muddy and often too cold for those open toe shoes and, you know, floaty spring dresses. But just like I say for fall, you need to buy for actual spring, whatever that means for where you live, so that you're not struggling through one of style's best seasons, waiting for the perfect weather that might never come. If you struggle to dress for changing seasons, I have got an absolutely ancient episode for you to listen to, all the way back to episode 15 on how to dress for changing seasons. I think this one talks about going from warm weather to cool, but the advice is the same no matter which direction you're going. I'll link it in the show notes. You can go listen to that one if you're struggling. All right, before we talk about the spring trends for 2024, I wanted to let you know that our spring capsule wardrobe guide is out right now. You will see some of the trends that we're talking about today in the guide, as well as lots of pieces that we've used in the past. Our goal is to help you use what you already have and then work in just a couple of new on-trend pieces each season so that you stay looking current without having to reinvent your wardrobe every 3 months. And if you're thinking, oh, I bet this guide is just for ideal spring, no way, ma'am. Nope, we thought about that. In this guide, you're going to see short sleeves and long. You're going to see a couple of lightweight sweaters, as well as t-shirts, and of course, functional layers. They are the key to staying warm and looking cute in spring. This guide is meant to work for most people in the United States from mid-March to the end of May. We don't just think about cute outfits. We think about cute outfits you can actually wear. The only way to get the capsule guide is within the Style Circle membership. That means you get the capsule guide, all of our masterclasses, the challenges, the community, the extra credit podcast, and lots more style resources to help you love the way you look and get dressed easily every morning. You know that's our mission. So come join the Style Circle for the capsule guides and stay for all the goodies you never knew you really needed. I can't wait to meet you in the community. Head to the show notes. There's a link. Come join us. All right, speaking of the show notes, if you head to our website for the show notes for this episode, you can find examples and shopping picks for all the trends we're talking about today. From whatever platform you're listening to, just click the link that says for more resources, or just head to youreverydaystyle.com/podcast and find this episode. Okay, friends, let's talk about the trends. Just a reminder, we do this every season. This is not a recap of all the trends that are out there. I like to talk about the ones that I think are wearable for most women in our regular everyday lives. Will all of these trends work for you? No. Will you like all of them? Probably not. Take what works for you and leave the rest. As I always say, it's perfectly okay not to like a trend, but it's not okay to not like anything new. That is a one-way ticket to a style rut and a dated wardrobe. Look for trends or elements of trends that you do like. There is something on this list for everyone. With all that said, in no particular order, here are 10 trends for spring 2024 that regular everyday women, just like me, can work into their regular everyday wardrobes. Trend number one is one of the colors of the season, and that is the color green. I feel a little disingenuous to say green is trending for spring because, yeah, that's like saying florals and stripes are big for spring. Yes, always. But it's true, green is everywhere, from Kelly green to olive green to sage. Every shade of green is having a moment. If you look at different retailers, everybody is going in on one green, right? When we get the capsule team together at the beginning of each season, the first thing we do is we have everyone on the team create a few sample color palettes. And we don't talk to each other. We don't share ideas beforehand. We just hit the stores. We look on websites. We see what's out there. And we put together just a few possible color schemes for the season. I am not kidding when I say that almost every single one from four people spread out over the entire country had some shade of green on it. And I think the great thing about this trend is that no matter what your coloring is, you can easily participate. There's a green for everyone. Warm or cool, dark or light, saturated or muted, there's a green that will look amazing on you. Now, if you don't know your coloring, I invite you to visit our friends at Color Guru. They're fantastic. They make the process of finding the colors that are best for you so much easier. We will have a link in the show notes and use code EverydayStyle. You can save 10%. So I love Color Guru. And if you want to find out your best colors, go check them out. Okay. You know, I love a color trend because it takes a long time before a color really looks dated, if ever, really. And it's an easy way to update your wardrobe. In the winter, when I talked about gray, I shared that with a neutral light gray, you really have to be intentional about making it look current, like wearing an all gray outfit or a grout fit, as my daughter called it. And I think that's more true the more neutral a color is. So if you're going for olive or sage green, something that isn't a real standout, you need to wear more of it for it to look like a trend. So a dress or a monochromatic outfit. But the more unusual or bold or more noticeable a color is, the less you need to do to look like you're taking part in the trend. Does that make sense? For example, if you're wearing a sage green sweater with your jeans, it probably doesn't stand out as like the latest, freshest, but a Kelly green sweater with the same jeans would, that would stand out as a trend. So if you want to make your wardrobe look current through color, the easiest way is bolder color. Nothing wrong with doing more subtle, more neutral, but you got to wear a little bit more of it. Trend number two is beyond basic denim. This is one that we have been seeing for a bit, but it's been a little bit fringy, so it didn't make the wearable list for me. And while the spring and summer shows were showing some really crazy styles, I'm looking at you, horseshoe jeans, there is enough wearable denim in this category to finally talk about it. One thing I hear a lot is that women who have a self-described simple style, usually my jeans and a tee kind of woman, often feel like their style can get a little bit basic and boring. Again, they feel like they're wearing clothes instead of outfits. And I encourage them to experiment with different denim washes and silhouettes to break things up. Those can really change your outfit, right? And this trend is that idea just taken to the next level. So we are seeing things like patch pockets or utility pockets, cargo jeans, front seams, pin tuck detail, big cuffs on both straight legs, wide legs. We're seeing trouser styles, patchwork, embroidery, anything to take your basic denim up a notch. I'll be honest with you, this is one of my favorite trends for the season because it's just as easy to wear a pair of Beyond Basic jeans as it is to wear basic jeans, but you get a lot of bang for your style buck, so to speak. And while I certainly wouldn't replace all of my basic denim with, you know, more interesting styles, this is one I am definitely adding to my wardrobe for spring. Your wide leg jeans, if you are now into those, they're not going anywhere this season. They're still looking just as fresh. But if you do want to give a little refresh to your basic denim, a 90 straight style is probably the most on-trend one. But really, the denim of the season is Beyond Basic. Staying on the bottom for trend number 3 is details on pants. Now, this is the part of the show where I apologize to my wonderful UK-based editor, Steve, for using the word pants so much. I am totally aware that it means something different over there. But in the US, trousers are a very specific style of pants, and that's not what I'm talking about here. So I'm sorry, Steve, pants it is. Okay, y'all know my love of statement pants, so I am going all in on this trend too. And there are 3 kinds of details you should be on the lookout for. The first one is sailor buttons. If you've been in a store or on a website in the last couple of months, I don't know how you could have missed this one. They're everywhere. This is sort of part of that preppy aesthetic that is still going strong. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, sailor buttons or mariner buttons are a diagonal line of buttons that go from the hip up to the waistband along the pocket of your pants. Sometimes they're functional, sometimes they're not. I think it's best when they're not. This is a good one to practice the twofer trend concept that I talk about, where you combine 2 trends into one piece. Sailor jeans are the perfect combo for spring, and you've checked Beyond Basic denim and pant details off your list. The second detail is track pant styling, namely the side stripe. These are everywhere on athleisure pants, and I think it's just a cute detail to take your basic item up a notch, but you're also seeing these on dressier versions this season, which I absolutely love. I think it's a really fun way to make a dressier item seem just a little bit more fun, a little quirkier, and to be able to wear those dressier items in a more casual way. You compare them with sneakers and a basic sweater or a sweatshirt, and all of a sudden you have, you know, kind of a more casual pant. Okay, the last detail that I want to talk about, and this is the trendiest of the bunch, but also the least available in stores, is a contrasting waistband. When I do these episodes, I do a search to see, are these things available in the stores where my women shop? And on its own, I would not have included contrast waistbands. They're just not quite as available as I'd like them to be. But as part of a larger trend, I thought I could just kind of slip it in there. When I do my searches, if an item is only available from fast fashion retailers and or luxury designers, I know the trend is still a little bit too new to talk about. So I just sort of take a wait and see approach. And that's where we're at with this. You can buy pants with a contrast waistband from Shein for like $8 or Bergdorf Goodman for $860. But there are a few affordable pairs I saw at Bloomingdale's. There are some jeans at Express, a couple others that I found. This one, if you love it, go for it. Otherwise, just stick the idea in your back pocket. And when you see them starting to crop up, you can say that you were in the know months ago. All right, trend number 4 is short jackets. As pants have stayed more voluminous, tops and jackets have continued to stay short. And this season, we're seeing all kinds of jackets at that hip or higher length. The short, boxy, Chanel-inspired jackets that J. Crew perfectly calls lady jackets are going stronger than ever. We are seeing this style in denim, tweed, boucle, even knit cardigans. And they're just a great way to update your wardrobe for spring. Again, with the dark denim, with the trouser jeans, with the sailor denim that is trending, it's just a super cute spring outfit. I think a really fun piece for this season is a cropped trench coat. I bought one about a month ago, and thanks to a very warm winter, I've gotten to wear it a lot already, and I get a ton of compliments on it, and it makes everything I wear look fresh and updated when I add that jacket. It's fantastic. I love it. The only drawback is that mine does not have pockets, which I didn't realize until I bought it, because I just assumed that outerwear would have pockets, right? Like I didn't put it on and check for pockets. I just, of course, a jacket would have pockets, but it doesn't. And it was too cute to return once I did realize it, but Again, seriously, who designs an outerwear jacket without pockets? I'm just baffled, but it's adorable. Super cute. Anyway, crop jackets are a thing this season. And if you're thinking, I can't wear short jackets, I want to encourage you to play with different styles and with different outfits. A crop jacket is going to look very different with wide leg trousers than it does with skinny jeans. And also, short jacket doesn't have to mean above your waistband. You know, I'm always saying embrace the ER. So experiment with a shorter jacket than you're used to wearing. It doesn't mean that you have to go like cropped above the waist, but if you're used to that low hip length, maybe bring it up to the hip. Just try it and see. Trend number 5 is drop waist dresses and skirts. For the last few seasons, even the last couple of years, the focus has really been on emphasizing the waist. So it has been a hot minute since we saw many of these, but they're back. I think for a lot of us, the image of a drop waist dress is kind of a shift dress, sort of a loose thing with a ruffly hem that starts at the hip. And yes, you can definitely find those, but I'm seeing a lot of form-fitting dresses with a lower waistline too. And I wanted to include this one because moving the waistline is a good way to change your vertical proportions. So while high-rise pants make legs look longer, drop-waist dresses make torsos look longer. So if you're somebody who wants to balance your vertical proportions in that way, this is a really good one to try out. Along those lines, drop waist skirts are a great way to add a little volume to your hips without having a full skirt that starts right at your midsection and adds bulk there. So if you're trying to create a more balanced shape or trying to create some curves, this is definitely a silhouette to try. I think so often we look at trends and think, oh, I can't wear that. That's not for me. But this is a reminder to use lines and to use volumes, two things that we teach in our body shape class, strategically. There are no good or bad trends. There are just elements of clothing that do what you want them to do or not. And you should always use your clothes to help you reach your body shape goals. All right, coming in at number 6 is sheer fabrics. This is definitely a nod to the 90s and Y2K trends. And let me tell you a little story about 90s and Y2K Jen. That Jen, she was so fun. That Jen liked to go out and have a good time. And Jen, that Jen, she liked to do it in sheer clothing. Oh, I loved it. And I got to tell you, I love a little sheerness now as much as I did then. The interpretation is very different now, very, very different. But I love how you can be covered. I like coverage, but also not, right? It's just kind of that hint at a little specialness or sexiness. And I wanted to put this one in here because I think sheer fabrics are a really great way to have things that are a little bit special, a little out of the ordinary in your wardrobe, but still have them be totally age and life appropriate. Now, when I say sheer fabrics, I'm not talking about the crochet pieces that are definitely still going strong this season. I'm talking about mesh or sweaters that are so fine you need to wear something underneath them, or sheer fabrics with applique, fabrics like tulle or organza, like see-through clothing. Even in a silhouette like a sweater or a cardigan or just a blouse with sheer sleeves, you've got something in your closet that feels a little out of the everyday. And when you are getting dressed for something out of the everyday, it's nice to be able to grab something and not have it feel like you're going on date night in work clothes, if you know what I mean. I also really like sheer fabrics for spring because a lot of these pieces do offer full coverage in case your weather isn't super warm yet, but they look light. One of the hardest parts of transitioning from winter to spring is staying a little bit warm while looking a little bit light. So if it's already warm where you are, go for short sleeves, go for sleeveless, go for just a skirt that has some sheerness to it. But if it's still chilly, a sweater, a sheer sweater layered over a cami or a tank bridges the seasons perfectly. All right, trend number 7 is belts. Remember how I told you we were getting away from all the emphasis being on the waist? Yeah, not totally. We're not totally there yet. Belts are definitely all about emphasizing your waist, and they're a great way to do that. And they are definitely having a moment this spring. What kind of belts? Yes, belts, all of them. Skinny belts, raffia belts, braided belts, stretch belts, hip belts, wrap belts, corset belts, all the belts. I know belts can be a little bit tricky to style, and I have a feeling I'm going to be answering a lot of belt questions in our membership community Q&A sessions this season. I don't have time to go into a whole belt thing today, but I can give you a couple of quick tips to get you started. First, if you're wearing a belt over your clothes, like over a dress or a jacket, a good place to start is to have the width of your belt be in proportion with the length of your torso. So if you have a really long torso, a wider belt works well. But if you have a very short torso, that wide belt's going to look a little off. So go skinnier. Second, your belt and shoes do not have to match. Can we put this one into bed? They do not have to match. They can. There's nothing wrong with it, but they don't have to. Third, if you like a belted look, but you don't want to show off your waist or your midsection, or you want to create a waist, throw a third piece or a layer over your belted outfit. What that's going to do is show where the belt is. It's going to give that focal point right in the middle of the belt buckle, right? But your sides are going to be covered and you're not going to feel so exposed. Also, another tip is to head to the website of your favorite store and look at the kinds of belts they're showing and how they're styling them. This doesn't work great at like Nordstrom or other department stores. They usually don't show the belts with clothes, but stores like Loft, Anthropologie, things like that, they usually do give some styling ideas. Some stores, like I said, do a better job of showing actual styling rather than just the clothes or the belt. Anthropologie, one of my favorites for this. But just go to your favorite store's new arrival section, see how they're showing clothes and how they're showing belts. If that fails, head to Pinterest. I know Pinterest has been a little wonky, but do a search for spring 2024 belted outfits. It's a good way to narrow it down a little bit. You're probably going to get some non-2024 looks too, but you'll get some ideas. Finally, this is my favorite one. Just try them. Put it on your body and try it. I recommend for this Amazon's Try Before You Buy because belts work differently with different outfits. So if you go to a store and try belts, you still have the same outfit on, right? So it's helpful to have all your clothes around you and a variety of belts. Like I tell our members all the time when they wonder if they can wear something, I say, put it on your body. Did you put it on your body? Do you like the way it looks? If so, then yes, you can wear it. If not, change it up or let it go. Speaking of belts, they're a great way to work trend number 8 into your wardrobe, and that is metallic accessories. Metallics aren't new. I talked about this in winter. And side note, it's really fun to see winter trends continuing into spring rather than just like fall trends going into winter or spring going into summer. I love trends that continue on and you can sort of bridge the seasons. Anyway, this one you might already have, and if so, that's great. In winter, we saw a lot of metallic fabrics along with the accessories, but I think for warmer months, it's probably easier just to work in a metallic bag or a belt, shoes, something not so heavy. When I was researching for this episode, almost all the metallic clothes, or at least pants that I saw, were on sale or on clearance. And I don't know if they'll come back in lighter versions, but metallic accessories are a safe bet all through the warm months. Last season, it was all about the silver, 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 silver. And it's still mostly about the silver, but when we were putting the capsule guide together, I saw a ton of metallic shoes in spring's more traditional pastel shades, which are also having a huge moment, especially light blue, light pink, and light lavender. And there's still plenty of gold out there for my warm tone sisters. But again, if you want to do a twofer trend, add a silver belt to your wardrobe for an instant spring update. Trend number 9, this season's penultimate wearable trend pick, is peplums. Again, they're back. For some of you, this is the best news you've heard all day. You love a good peplum. For others, this is one you're not thrilled to see again. Either way, proving once again, there's something out there for everyone. I feel like last time we saw peplums, they were a little bit more structured. And those types are still available. I've seen some like sweaters, like really structured sweaters, some dresses, things like that. So those are still available. But right now, there are lots of tops that have a defined waist with a soft ruffle-like peplum that just sort of hangs down. They don't stick out as much. You're probably wondering, who actually looks good in peplums? And my answer to that would be, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. And I understand as a style professional, that is not supposed to be my answer. But peplums are like halter necks to me. They are completely inexplicable. They don't work on some of the people that they're supposed to work for, and they're great on some people that they're not supposed to work for. If you search the internet for the answer to this question, you will find responses like this. Only rectangles should wear peplums. That's actually a quote from a website. Hourglasses look great in peplums. Peplums are best on apple shapes. Peplums are perfect for pears. So I guess everyone, but also, I don't know, I've seen every body shape struggle with them too. So I don't know. I think this is a case where all peplums are not created equal and nothing exists in a vacuum. I think it's a combination of a neckline, the fabric, the peplum placement, where the waistline is, the volume of the peplum, that makes it work or not work. And then it depends on, you know, what are you wearing on the bottom? Are you wearing a flowy pant? Are you wearing a fitted skirt? So don't count this one out. Try a drapey version. And if that's not it, try something with more structure. You'll never know unless you try. And I have to think this might be a magical unicorn that, like, if you find it, it could be an amazing thing. So this one, and I will commit to doing this myself. I'm going to give it a try and see if I can get it to work. Okay, let's finish up with number 10, which I'm calling fancy flats. Flat footwear in general is having a moment. Yay. Even the on-trend heel is like a little kitten heel. We're not doing the huge stiletto thing, but this spring, it's all about the fancy flat. We already talked about metallics, and they are definitely a part of this trend, but we're also seeing tons of Mary Jane flats, patent flats, slingbacks, embellished flats with bows, pearls, crystals, you name it, or any combination of these things. You can have a patent flat with crystals. That's also a slingback. It's all over the place. And everyone always wants to know what toe shape looks current in shoes. And this season, it's honestly all over the place. Lots of round ballet flats, lots of pointed toe options, as well as square toes. This season, choose your own adventure when it comes to toe shape, but it's all about the details. And the trendiest flat of the season is mesh flats. And I don't know how to feel about this one. You would think since I love all things sheer, I would be all in, but I don't know. There's something about them that just looks like they would not feel great. And every time I see them, I just imagine that my feet would feel weird when it rains. I can't get this out of my head. I haven't tried them, so I have no idea, but the look is growing on me. They would look really sweet with like a pair of ankle jeans and a pretty blouse or one of those lady jacket cardigans. So, you know, never say never. That's how it goes with trends. Sometimes you have to let your eyes adjust and catch up to styles that you're not used to seeing. And you never know, you might end up with a new favorite. There you have it, friend. 10 wearable trends for spring 2024. I hope this episode has given you some insight into what's big this season and given you some practical tips for making it easy to keep your wardrobe looking fresh and current. Remember to take the advice that works for you and leave the rest. The most important thing is that you have fun with style and feel great in whatever you're wearing. As always, I encourage you to keep your wardrobe updated with a couple of fresh pieces each season. When you update consistently, you never have that moment where you realize everything you own is out of date and you really do have to start from scratch. Let's avoid that moment. Like I mentioned earlier, the Spring Capsule Wardrobe Guide is out right now, and you can get it inside the Style Circle. So head to the show notes, join us so you can build an effortlessly stylish wardrobe for this and every other season. Plus, you will get access to our members-only podcast, The Style School Extra Credit. We always do a bonus episode of 5 more trends we didn't have time to talk about on the show. So if you're listening to this podcast as soon as it's released, be on the lookout for that next week. Finally, don't forget to head to the show notes on our website for links to everything we talked about today. You can do a little shopping. And while you're there, sign up to get our free mini capsule wardrobe guide that shows you how to make a month of outfits out of just 10 pieces. It's just a little taste of what we do each season. All right, I'll see you next time. And until then, remember that your everyday matters, so get dressed for it. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening today. If you're loving the Everyday Style School podcast, I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Style Circle. It's our monthly all-access membership that gives you everything we create to make style easy so you can save time and money, have easier mornings, and more confidence all day long. You get our seasonal capsule wardrobe guides, all of the masterclasses we offer, and our exclusive members-only podcast, the Everyday Style School Extra Credit. Plus, you're invited to the Facebook community where you can get even more style support and inspiration. I would love to get to know you and support your style journey. It's just $19 a month, less than the cost of a clearance shirt you're never going to wear. Come join me and make your everyday style easier.